Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And joining us now, Erica Jedinak, who is the Director of Economic Opportunity for the Stand Together Chamber of Commerce and also a new mom dealing with a massive baby formula shortage. Talk about inflation and what's happening here. Welcome in, Erica. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, some good news now that the FDA has come to an agreement with Abbott Laboratories in Michigan, the big producers of baby formula, in that they may get things ramped up and rolling again here in a couple of weeks. I guess they're going to do their final cleanups and make sure everything's in order before they start producing more formula. But then here we go again. A couple of weeks from now, they start, but it may be, I mean, weeks, maybe a month or two before we actually see it on the shelves again.
Yes, that's right. So even if the production starts up safely again in a couple weeks, it will take months to address this in the supply chain. And, you know, we shouldn't be overly dependent on just one plant here in America, right? There should be a number of options. And Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, they can all import here, but there's restrictions on the labeling. So even though there's virtually identical formula that could come in right now to address this crisis, we can't get it.
You know, why doesn't Biden, in times like this, once again, remove regulations, do things with his executive pen that make it easier to get things done? He refuses to even look at this and talk to the FDA and try and work something out, even if it's on a temporary basis, to get the flow going again, if you will.
Yes, and this is absolutely crisis where almost half of the supply right now is sold out. So I've been to the grocery store. I'm in northern New Jersey, and the shelves are bare. Costco's bare. You know, I'm on some Facebook groups where moms are just reporting where they see restocks, and it's really dire. I'm having to rely on a family member to ship to me from out of state.
Do you have specific needs as a mom with your baby in the formula, in that some moms and babies have gastro issues and breastfeeding's not an option, and the doctors don't have any real recommendation as an alternative? What do you have specific issues happening with your situation?
You know, fortunately, my baby's on just regular Enfamil formula,
right?
But it doesn't make it any less difficult. So personally, I was just never able to make enough milk. He's a really big baby, and so I. You know, I had seen multiple lactation consultants, tried breastfeeding, and, you know, that's just my story. There's so many moms who have, you know, babies with allergies, different dietary needs, or maybe they adopted and they really need formula. And so there's just not great alternatives out there right now. And we really need our policymakers on this. I mean, there's even a 17.5% tariff to import formula right now.
See, now that type of thing could be done with the executive pen in 2 seconds. We're going to remove that until we can get things rocking and rolling again here in our own country and help these moms out. You got to think that these policies that Biden is not willing to budge on because it doesn't follow his, I guess, strategic plan long term, that it's going to bite them in the butt come midterms and the presidential in 2024. What are you hearing from moms and other folks in your area there in Jersey as far as the direction of this country right now with just this issue and including inflation?
Yes, so moms are angry, and I'm part of some of the Facebook groups where this is national. Moms are reporting all over the states to be able to ship to each other, and moms are angry. This is the difference between feeding your baby or not. And again, for moms who had to go back to work and a number of different issues, you need formula. This is insane that we are such an advanced country and we don't have formula for our babies right now. It's just moms are angry, and I see every day online they're posting articles, what's happening. And certainly there's blame to go around right now, but you know, your listeners can go to thetruecostofwashington.com and learn more about inflation and what's being affected right now.
Right, right. Well, you can always do what, you know, Judy and I, my wife, do when our granddaughters come by. It turns into, hey, who wants ice cream? Maybe you could melt ice cream and use that as formula. I mean, just throwing an idea out there.
Yeah, you know, there's all these recipes online, and, you know, this is, it's just not what pediatricians recommend.
No,
after
babies,
probably about a year, you can look at alternatives like goat's milk and juices and et cetera, but, you know, my son's 5 months old. This
yeah.
is really important that he gets the fortified vitamins.
Yeah, I kind of make light, but yeah, you're right. There's, before they're a year old, I mean, there's a lot of serious concerns that babies get nutrition, and not every mom is, you know, afforded the ability or, you know, produces milk, like you say, to breastfeed. So it just doesn't work for everybody. So, yeah, but what's really frustrating to me is that there were ways to help the situation that Biden could have done and the administration could have done. And back to your original point, why do we only have one laboratory in this country, in Michigan, that's supplying the majority of formula in here? I think this is a great entrepreneurial business opportunity for somebody to open up another plant pretty soon. I'd be all over that if I were you.
Well, there should be, but there's unfortunately a lot of red tape involved with this.
Yeah, once again, back in the government problems. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, Erica, good luck with everything. I hope things go well, and God bless you and your family and your little one there, too. I hope things smooth out for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.